Good afternoon again. I don't see any plates on tables other than cookies. So we're going to start. As I said at the beginning, I got a call from Gerard Moynihan in the summer of 1991 expressing interest in starting a student athlete award. And his thinking was pretty simple. He knew the athletes were getting in the paper for their athletic exploits, and he wanted to make sure that those that were also very good students were getting the same recognition. So that's how this started. As you can see from the program, we get together and we pick a student athlete of the month, male and female, start the entire school year. Our overall winner, Maggie Sturgis here, was the September winner for field hockey, and our February winner was Jimmy Ayers, actually winning for hockey, and he's, you'll hear later, he's also a standout lacrosse player. Jack referenced the folks who make this happen. I just want to publicly thank them, the guys that I work with on a monthly basis, and they're all, for the most part, out at Table 5, Phil Stacey, Kyle Gaudette, Nick Kukuru, Bill Newell, Rick Moore, Joey Barron. Those are all the guys that we talk with on a monthly basis to pick this award, so I want to thank them for their help throughout the year. So now that you see we have an army of people who do this, I want to say that this program has been run also in the Merrimack Valley, and it was run single-handedly by a guy named Mike Muldoon for 15 to 20 years. To show you how invaluable Mike was, Mike passed away very sadly and very prematurely last spring, and there was not a program up there this year, so we're going to get it back next year. But I am very, very happy to welcome today, joining us, Mike's wife, Yadira Betances Muldoon. Yadira, thank you for coming today. I also want to note that right after his dad finished, Christopher Moynihan snuck in, and Chris runs the Beverly facility of Moynihan Lumber, and Chris, thank you for supporting the program as well. When Gerard was stepping aside, and Beverly, I don't know what instructions he gave Christopher about lumber, but I think he told him to make sure the student athlete program doesn't get screwed up, so we haven't done it yet. We also have today several winners. In addition to the students, we give out a lifetime commitment award from the schools and from the community. Several of the former winners of those awards are with us today. I just want to recognize. So folks who have won our schools award, Alex Kulovich is here, Frank Carey, Jane Heil. Those are all former winners of our lifetime commitment from the school. So thanks for joining us, folks. And the lifetime commitment from the community, we have many here today, Steve Krause, Phil Stacey, Bill Newell, Rick Moore, Tim Currens, Matt Williams, and Nick Kukuru. So, guys, thanks for coming back. We appreciate that. I wanted to make a note because we have our traditional veteran coaches table that, Mike, we wanted to put you at that table so you feel especially young. But I mentioned those folks already, but just doing some quick math, you're going to hear from Joe Casey, who's one of our award winners today, Jane Heil, I mentioned, Frank, Alex Kulovich, Bob DeFelice. Forget the active coaches in the room, just those five, and Joe was active until very recently. Just those five, if I'm adding right, and put up more than 3,000 career wins. So there's a lot of coaching prowess in the room today. So, guys, thank you for all coming back. I want to bring up to start the program, I mentioned Phil. Phil is a sports editor of the Salem News. He's been part of this program probably longer than anyone except my old self. And he is going to present our first few awards. So with that, Phil Stacey.
Thanks, Bob. Good afternoon. How was everybody today? Food all right? Delicious. It's, this is a highlight on the sports writer's calendar, I'll tell you that. Thank you, Salem Country Club. I am here to give out two of our Lifetime Commitments Awards. And because I have to pick up my own fifth grade daughter at 2:15, I'm going to make it quick. But I also don't want to let the opportunity pass to congratulate both Maggie and Jimmy. Jimmy, I didn't see you, right? How you doing? Good to see you. I know them both quite well, not only as athletes, haven't seen Maggie play numerous field hockey games, and Jimmy play a ton of both hockey and lacrosse games, but also I get to know them as people. I get to know their families. And when I tell you they represent everything that Gerard, Jack, Chris, and the Moynihan family want this award to be about, it couldn't be any more on point. They're obviously outstanding athletes. You can see that by looking at the stats or watching them play or whatnot. Their grades and transcripts speak for themselves. But to me, and this is like the biggest part when we pick these yearly winners, you want somebody who has the core values of what it means to represent this award, the Moynihan name. We take this very seriously, and we strive to get the best of the best. And I think in both Maggie and Jimmy, we've achieved that this year. So congratulations to both you and your families. All right, so the Lifetime Commitment Award this year for the community, and I feel bad now because after just hearing the guys at my table who won the award, I'm not sure it's so dubious, but Todd Lampert is one of my very, very good buddies. If you don't know Todd, and you should, but if you don't, Todd and his family have run a sporting goods store in Beverly for many, many, many years, outfitted tens of thousands of teams, athletes, sharpened skates, there for, I shouldn't say a shoulder to cry on, but an ear to bend for many a Beverly parent or coach, or you're from Danvers, you're from Hamilton, Wenham, whatnot. And Todd does all of this without looking for recognition. Todd doesn't do this because, hey, I'm the guy who, gave these 100 shirts to whoever or whatnot. He does it because that's his nature, who he is. He cares about the community he lives in and that he takes care of, and it's nice to see him get recognized. Now, we, for a long, long time, 20 years or so, Todd, have had a on-again, off-again lunch. It used to be once a week, and then it's probably now maybe once every 3 weeks, once every 4 weeks. Todd and I and a friend of ours, Mike Della Sola, some of you may know, and we get together and try to solve the problems of the North Shore sporting world as best we can. And we have a few laughs, and since we've moved it to Todd's basement, Lorna puts up with us, so thank you, Lorna, for that, his lovely wife. But we have a great time, and I'm glad to see Todd getting on it today for this award. So, Todd, come on up.
This was a bottle of beer. I'm very honored. I'm very thankful. I don't know why I get the privilege of this award. Sometimes, I mean, when I thought about it the last week or so, that it should be, one of the recipients should probably be the Moynihan family. I was telling you during lunch, in 2006, my brother Dana came down, was diagnosed with cancer in October of 06, and his employer was Moynihan Lumber. He worked out of the Medford, the Methuen location, and they took really good care of my brother. You know, so being in business, fortunately, I haven't had that situation to deal with. But if I have to, I know what is to be expected because of what the Moynihans did for my brother. And I will be very forever thankful for that. I also want to thank my wife. I've been coaching for over 50 years. Never asked my wife once if I could coach. I just did it. My suggestion is that you never do that. You always ask your wife. This year, I had retired. Last year, I coach at Northeastern. I'm a volunteer goalie coach there. And I've been there for now 18 years. and I had retired for the third time from Northeastern. When you retire as a volunteer, you just go, you just don't, just disappear. And I went back to make a delivery to the school, and I went in to see the head coach, my friend, and see some of the girls. And then I came home, and I kind of started thinking, boy, I missed this. So for 2 days, I kept my mouth shut. Finally, I asked Lorna, is it okay if I go back? And her response was, well, I retired last week, and I went back to work. So that made it easy for me. I went back, and when you coach, somebody said to me the other day that you coach, you can't get it out of your system. You love to coach. That's why you guys do it. That's why anybody does it. You love to be around young people. You want to be around people who they make you feel good. You try to make them feel good. We don't always succeed as coaches, but that's the challenge. So I want to thank my good friend Phil, who's a great lunch partner, even though I don't understand some of the big words he uses. And I want to thank you all very much.
Thank you, Todd. Trust me when I say Lorna is happy that you continue to coach. It makes her life a lot easier. Our Lifetime Commitment Award from the schools. Paul mentioned some of the great all-time coaches that we've had, some of whom are here today, and we thank them for coming back each year. This is not a field that you get into to get rich. And I'm actually, for once, not talking about sports writing. I'm talking about, if you work and coach in a school, you do that because you love teaching and you love working with student-athletes. You're giving back to a sport or sports that you care deeply about, and you want to pass that love and knowledge that you have on to someone else. It's a continuous cycle. It's like the ocean. It just keeps coming and coming, and we need people like that. And some people decide after a few years it's not for them. The folks that stay on for years and years and years really, really deserve our respect and should be cherished for the gems that they are. I don't think I'm overstating that, because think about the thousands and thousands of lives that they've impacted over the years by something as innocuous as picking them for a varsity team. And how they can influence that person's high school career and what they might go on to do in college or later on in life. And they may one day decide to coach, or they use some of the lessons learned from when they were coaching in their own job experience about teamwork and leadership and things like that. So that's why we like to honor folks who fit these ideals. And I can't think of anyone this year that was more deserving than Joe Casey. After a distinguished 48-year career at Masconomic, teaching everything from basketball to track and field, and I've said this before, but influencing so many thousands of athletes. Joe, I think it's a wonderful honor here today to be able to showcase you and what you've done for everybody at Masconomic. So come on up.
Thank you very much. I want to, more importantly, congratulate the scholar athletes. Very important. And you ought to be very proud of yourselves, of the accomplishments you had on the athletic field and in the classroom. I always told all my athletes, getting good grades is not being a wimp. I told them that every year when they came out, and I want to congratulate you. And I was just fortunate enough to be able to coach at Masco for 53 years. When I grew up in Dorchester, played for Jim Muscatop at Boston State. And when Masconomic called me up, I said, where the heck is Masconomic? I'm a Dorchester kid. I always went South Shore. And then I finally came up. And then I was getting married in August, and they had four offers from four different systems. And the first one to come in came Masconomic. And thank God it did. I loved the place. Never hated getting up in the morning and go to work, teach the kids, coach the kids. Best job I ever had in my life. Thank you very much.
I'm going to give it back to Paul to present our featured speaker/postgraduate award.
Thank you, Phil. Now, Joe did a lot of cross country, but you did coach basketball too, and I do want to tell you that, and Mike will relate to this, as a referee, he yelled at me quite a bit. So while you give him all these platitudes, when I was sitting alone over there, he asked me about it. I said, I invited all the coaches who like my refereeing to come today. There they were. Joe Masco used to have a sheet that you fill out. The coaches had to give it to us to fill out to get paid. And they try to kill two birds with one stone. And at the bottom, it had a place for the coach to rate the officials. So whenever I would go there when Joe was coaching, I would fill in my information. And before the game, write excellent. And then watch him, so when he picked it up, curse me in Irish from across the court. Sometimes that manifested itself, but not often. Our postgraduate award, and this could obviously be a lifetime achievement award. We gave one to Bob DeFelice, who is here today. But we made a conscious decision to make it the postgraduate award. The postgraduate award goes to a former student athlete. And while it's been a few years since Mr. Lynch graced the Bloxwich Field and Phillips Park and what is now Lynch Gymnasium, named for his dad, we made a conscious effort to give Mike this award. I want to just say a few things about Mike, and I fortunately had the benefit of writing a magazine story about him about 7 years ago, so I have plenty. Mike started in Lynn, at WLYN, in 1970, working with Ray McGuigan on radio. He worked with Ned Martin on Harvard football. He was a full-timer at the old WITS radio, and I know there's a few people in this room old enough to remember that, and had Gerard been here, he certainly would be one of them. When he was asked to audition for a fill-in job at Channel 5, because Don Gillis was on vacation and Brian Larry was unavailable. So Mike did the audition, and he was called in afterward by the news director, Jim Thistle, and Jim asked him, what did you think? And he said, well, Mr. Thistle, I think I would need 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 6 months to get ready for this job. And he said, well, that's great. You're on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So we all know about Mike's career. He did more on the Boston level for high school athletes than anyone who's ever done it at either the print or broadcast level. He's a 16-time Massachusetts Sportscaster of the Year. But again, that High Five show, the Thanksgiving night show that I built my Thanksgiving around for so many years, and those idiots have ruined it. That was a staple, the Thanksgiving night highlight show. But Mike did get a start in Swampscott, St. John's Elementary, Shaw Junior High, Swampscott High School, played for the legendary Stan Bondalevich, who was legendary in part because he had guys named DeFelice, Francis, and Lynch, Richard, coaching with him. Mike was a quarterback and a kicker, well known for a game-winning kick on Thanksgiving to beat Marblehead, and then went to Harvard and well known for a game 26-yarder to beat Yale, of which he said it would have been good from 26 yards and 3 inches. That was in 1975. Mike's one brief story, and it's too bad Frank wasn't here. Mike's sister, Tara, who was undefeated in her high school tennis career at Swampscott High, by the way, was born when he was in high school, and Mike was at baseball practice on a Sunday, because in those days, if you played baseball in Swampscott, you practiced at noon on Sunday. And they were running late, and Mike's father had to come on the field with his suit. Mike was the godfather. Mike's Dick had to come on the field with his suit and say to Frank, Frank, what the hell are you doing? He's the godfather. Get him out of here. Mike said in the story I wrote about him, he said about growing up in Swampscott, it was magical. I don't have one bad memory of growing up here. I never knew unhappiness or sadness. We had great role models. Everyone's parents wanted their kid to grow up to be like Barry Gallup or Dick Geron, whose brother Rob is here today. Mike is the epitome of a student athlete, and maybe most importantly, with all those accolades, in all those years on Boston TV, Mike never forgot where he came from. I can't tell you how many events that I've been to. I ran the Item football dinner for many, many years. Mike would commonly do the 6 o'clock newscast in Needham, come up to Saugus, Lynn, Swampscott, Marblehead, you name it, and then be back for the 11 o'clock. So it really gives us, the entire Moynihan student athlete program gives us great pleasure to award this year's postgraduate award, and he's going to also double as our speaker, Mike Lynch.
Hold on, Paul.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hi, everybody. Sorry about that. I had a stroke about a year ago, but we're making progress right here. I didn't know I had to give a speech, so I better make up something pretty fast, huh? I want to thank the committee for choosing me, and I want to thank Moynihan Lumber for what you've been doing for 31 years and will continue to do. There's nothing like stepping up to the plate and honoring the great women or girls and boys that are competing. You know, I always used to have an argument with people in the newsroom all the time. They'd always be putting young people on television that did bad things. And I said, there are thousands of kids that do good things. Why are we putting on TV the people that do bad things? And, you know, they gave me the avenue to use High Five. And Moynihan Lumber, thank you very much for all you do. Congratulations to Maggie. Congratulations to James for winning your award. You've done all the right things, and now you're moving on to your next phase in your life. Before you graduate, before you take off, before you wherever you're going in the fall, I know you will do this. Thank your parents, thank your family, thank your teammates, thank your coaches, and most importantly, thank that student that might be in the 9th grade or 10th grade that's struggling a little bit, you know, that just did the extra work to make you a better player. Just thank that person, because it's their sacrifice that made you what you are today. I'm still in awe of people that I admired growing up. I'm sitting with three great coaches at my table, Coach Kulovich, Coach C. Felice, Coach Carey, Coach Casey over here as well. I have admired from afar. I never could run more than 100 yards, so, you know, I didn't run any track across country, but I admire what you have done. I had the good fortune of working with Bill Belichick for a number of years, and he told me all the time that the price of success is always paid in advance. And that kind of stuck with me. And I said, well, give me an example. He says, well, do you remember the Super Bowl we had a couple of years ago? I said, yeah. And it was January, and they have a hill out back of the practice field. And he had the team go out there and run the hills after practice. And they had a guy named Martellus Bennett on the team. And he was saying to all the guys on the team, who's new to the Patriots, says, what is all this? This is Mickey Mouse stuff. You do this in preseason. You don't do it like when they're going to the Super Bowl. And he goes, watch. He goes, you're going to learn something else. So they finished running the hills, and they were all gassed when they were running the hills. And they, Belichick blew a whistle and sent them all in the locker room for 45 minutes. He says, what are we sitting in the locker room for 45 minutes for? He says, because that's how long the halftime is at the Super Bowl, and we're getting used to it right now. So 10 days later, they play the game. They were losing 28-3. And you remember what happened? The Atlanta Falcons were like this, gassed. Patriots, they were ready. They were ready to go because they had paid the price in advance. The price of success, remember that, is always paid in advance. In thanking everyone, I'd like to thank one person who's here today, my wife, Mary Ellen. She's over there. It's been a long year. I'd probably be in 128 hitchhiking up here today if she gave me my ride up here, but she's done everything for me. Thanks so much, Mary Ellen. I can't even put it into words. To James and Maggie, remember, there are three types of people in this world. There are those that make things happen. There are those that watch things happen. And then there are those that wonder what happened. You both have made things happen. Continue to make them happen for the rest of your lives. Thanks for having me so much, and congratulations to all the award winners. Thank you so much.
I'll bring it over.
Okay. Well, you do that for me, Paul?
Absolutely.
Okay. No charge?
Well, carry away.
Congratulations, Maggie.
Thank you.
Okay, James, congratulations.
I got a lot of sympathy with this.
It's working well.
And if he falls, I know exactly who I'm picking this time. Believe me, I've tried.
I know a few of your former coaches, Mike, who might not be quite as empathetic. As we move on to our students, I just wanted to try to put into perspective, and they are in the program, just to note that, and Phil eloquently talked about the caliber of folks that we have had win this award, and not to go through the whole list, but just to highlight for you. As I said, this started in 1991-92. With Lauren Maney of Linfield, had her number retired this year by the Holy Cross women's basketball team. Teddy Betancourt of Peabody, coincidentally, also went to Holy Cross, Maggie, as did I. It's all on the up and up. Teddy is now the veteran mayor of Peabody. Are you a Holy Cross person?
Yes, right here. Yeah.
That one I didn't even know about. Becky Blazer, another Masco person, ran communications for Mass Golf for many years. Peter Woodfork of Swampscott, his dad Nelson is here. Peter is in charge of minor league baseball, for major league baseball. Peter was, I would say, the second greatest athlete in the history of Swampscott High School, the greatest being the brother of Robert Turan over there. Anyone wants to argue, Nelson will argue all afternoon. We had the first two-time winner was Craig Mielkars of Salem. He went on to MIT. We had a two-time winner in that time frame, Shalane Flanagan of Marblehead. All she did was become a four-time Olympian, silver medalist, and won the New York City Marathon. Ashley Waters, any of you who follow college softball, Ashley is the highly successful coach at Boston University. You heard about Alex Skulovich today, his grandson Alex Perry, of Marblehead was one of our student athletes of the year. We had another two-time winner, Emily Lanois of Hamilton Wenham. Colin Blackwell of St. John's Prep is in the National Hockey League and has been for many years. Katarina Rocha of Peabody was a two-time winner. She was a All-American runner at Providence College. She is now the head coach of women's winter track and the assistant cross-country coach. And last year's winners were Ariana Besenson of Danvers and Tyler Knox of St. John's Prep. So it's a pretty good list you folks are joining. Maggie becomes the third Masconomet winner, and Jimmy becomes the seventh St. John's Prep winner. So with that, one thing we do is we always ask the kids to pick someone to come up and say a few words and present them for the award. So I'd like to introduce from Masco, class advisor Riley Finnegan.
I was not told I would be following Mike Lynch, or that might have put a little more pressure on today. But I just wanted to thank everybody for having us. This is great. I'm coming off of a morning of proctoring MCAS, so this is definitely the highlight of the day. So, and it's great to celebrate two amazing athletes here, and it sounds like amazing people. I know one of them, and can only base this on everything I'm hearing here, sounds like two wonderful people. So, again, my name's Riley Finnegan, and I'm an English teacher at Masconomet Regional High School, which, if you're like Joe, who, when he first got the job, was like, where is that? In Boxford. And I also just finished serving as faculty advisor to the recently graduated class of 2023. And so, in this role, I have had the opportunity to progress with the class through their high school journey, beginning when they were wide-eyed freshmen and culminating in just a few days ago on June 2nd when they officially became high school graduates. And perhaps the most rewarding part of this role for me are the relationships that I have the opportunity to form with my class officers. I work side by side with these five student leaders to plan and execute fundraisers, organize proms and other events to build community amongst the students. And each year, students must run for re-election of their class officer positions. And there's often turnover during the 4 years, which can present a challenge in creating any type of continuity and flow with expectations, goal setting, and relationship building. And I was fortunate to have an outstanding treasurer for 4 consecutive years in McGuire, Sturgis, or Maggie, as she is known to many of us. And the fact that Maggie was elected for all 4 years of high school, her high school career, it speaks volumes of her reliability, her trustworthiness, her work ethic. And I can personally attest to these qualities as I've seen them in action over and over again. Maggie is someone who is always willing to step up and do the behind the scenes work that no one sees, no one appreciates. I always tell her, you know, people are only going to complain. They don't see the stuff behind the scenes. You know, they just complain about the little, one little detail that, you know, was one of 8,000 things that you had to do. And her willingness to do this type of thankless work, to me, truly exemplifies who she is as a person. She does not seek accolades, though she is more than deserving of them. Maggie sees something bigger than herself that she wants to achieve, and she's willing to put in the work and the day-to-day effort necessary to make that goal a reality. And this work ethic and commitment, they describe Maggie's approach to her athletics perfectly. As a freshman, I knew Maggie was a special talent when she made varsity field hockey and varsity indoor track to kick off her high school athletics career. And I'm fairly confident, based on the opinions of many of her teammates, that she was likely going to make varsity lacrosse as a freshman if that season had not been disrupted by a global pandemic, perhaps one of the only forces that could stop Maggie in her goals. And in speaking with our athletic director just last week, he acknowledged what an outstanding accomplishment this award truly is when he remarked that he had been in his position as athletic director for 10 years, watching some spectacular athletes progress through our school, but Maggie is the only Masco student to earn the honor of Female Athlete of the Year in that time span. And in my opinion, Maggie's best attribute may be her humility. I think that's such a valuable trait for a person to possess, especially an athlete. And she asked me if I would be willing to speak to all of you today, almost in passing, as if it were no big deal that she had earned this outstanding honor and would be recognized at a celebratory luncheon. She does not seek the spotlight, but undoubtedly deserves it for not only her athletic achievements, but perhaps most importantly, because of the way she carries herself as a human being. It is my honor to be here today to speak on Maggie's behalf and celebrate all she has accomplished over the past 4 years. And I know she will apply her outstanding work ethic and commitment to becoming the best possible college field hockey player she can be at Holy Cross this fall. So please join me in congratulating Maggie Sturgis as Moynihan Lumber's Female Student Athlete of the Year.
So thank you guys all for being here today. I'm extremely honored to be here today and accept this award. Moynihan Lumber, thank you for everything you do. I'm truly honored to stand on such an illustrious list, like you said earlier, with all these people. And congratulations to all award winners today. Coach Casey, I never got to do cross country, but I'm sure if I did do field hockey, I would be a cross country runner. And congratulations to Jimmy as well on winning your award. And thank you to all the sports writers, especially you, Mr. Stacy. You covered all my field hockey games since I was a freshman. I'll never forget the first time I saw my name in the paper, and my face lit up. I was like, Mom, I think this is me. it was Triton Yale. I'll never forget it. But thank you so much. I really am honored to be here today and accept this award. There's a lot of time that goes into these things, such as being an athlete and a student, and I know my mom's deal was always to get good grades before I could ever go to sports, so that was what came first in my house, and I'm so grateful that I got to do sports on top of being a good student. And thank you, Ms. Finnegan, for coming today. I really could not be here today without you. You were my rock throughout high school, and yeah, I wouldn't be here today without you. And thank you to my family for everything, for being there on all those nights that I would come in with like 20 bags and like dinner was on the table for me. So that was always great, a nice warm meal after a rainy game, especially in Swampscott. I know we were talking a lot about Swampscott today. We always got a rain game for some reason there. And yeah, thank you so much. I'm truly honored to be here today.
John, could you come up, John? One of the things we do, actually every month we make a duplicate plaque for the athletes of the month. And Maggie, I have your September plaque, just to show the world how efficient I am. I don't want to brag, but I will give you your September plaque on the way out the door. We do a duplicate of all these plaques for the student athletes. So Joe, could I, John, could you come up and take one for Mr. Casey? Just make sure you put a spotlight on that one so everyone can see it. And one for Maggie.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And now Phil is going to come back and introduce the next presenter of our male student athlete award.
Thank you, Paul. So we got about 3.5 hours before St. John's Prep begins its two-time defense of its Division I state lacrosse tournament when they host Braintree today, Barnstable. Sorry, another. It's a team you're gonna beat. I mean, whatever it would be. I have to call it like I see it, Kate. Anyway, John Pynchon, head coach of the Eagles, is going to be introducing Jimmy this afternoon. So, John, come on up.
Thank you, Phil. Hope to see you at the game this afternoon.
You will.
It's my privilege to speak on behalf of Jimmy Ayers. I've had the pleasure of knowing Jimmy for 5 years, I think, now, since Jimmy played middle school soccer for me. I think he just showed up on the first day. He was not really a soccer player. And came out for the team, and he very quickly became one of the best players on the team. And I realized, I think right then, that I was going to really enjoy working with him. He was humble. He was kind. He did everything that a coach asked, and he did it with a smile on his face and enjoyed every minute of it. I was thinking last night about what separates Jimmy from a lot of the student athletes I've coached. And I thought back to a picture that I saw I think it was about 2 years ago, and it was a picture of the Ayers backyard, and Andy, Jimmy's dad, is in the middle of it, and Michael and Tommy and Lucy in full hockey gear on a backyard rink. And that, to me, epitomizes what makes Coach Michael as well. Michael and Jimmy are such special athletes. They love competing. They love playing. And it doesn't need to be in the Boston Garden for a state championship. It could be in the back of a Hamilton backyard on a freezing cold January night. They just love playing. And that, to me, is what really I will always cherish about my time coaching Jimmy, was just how much he loved competing and playing lacrosse. Jimmy's off to Johns Hopkins next year, where I think he's going to have an outstanding career. His work in the classroom allowed that to happen. And during his recruiting process, one of the first things that the coaches asked about was his work in the classroom and how he was as a student. And I said, it speaks for itself. This transcript really does speak for itself with the time he put in and the focus he put in on academics. So I honestly, truly believe of all the athletes I've coached, Jimmy is probably the most deserving of this award in my time. So, Jimmy, congratulations on an outstanding high school career, both in the classroom and on the athletic field. 2023 Male Student Athlete of the Year, Jimmy Ayers.
All right, so first off, I just want to say thank you for everyone that's here, came out and supporting me and Maggie. Congratulations. Big thank you to the all the people here for Moynihan and Lumber for 31 years of great job, for all the student athletes that come here. And I'm honored to receive this award in the presence of everyone else that won the monthly student athletes, because there are some really good names on that list, some from my own school that I personally got to know, and it's been an honor to be here. A big thank you to my family for coming out and supporting me always, even when I have some tough times coming home, a lot of homework. They were always there to support me. Some people here today, got my coaches here. Mr. Pelkey, thank you for all you do for the athletic programs. Coach Pinchon, thank you so much for the speech. It's been an honor to know you for the past 5 years and be coached by you, and also be in the classroom and seeing you around campus. And then for Coach Hansen, I want to say thank you so much for the years of hockey. I mean, we had a great run. Last year was a time of my life that I'll never forget. We won the state championship, something hasn't been done for a long time, so it was something really special. And then just once again, thanking my teachers too for molding me as a student that I am today, and allowing me to pursue excellence and be able to go to Johns Hopkins next year and pursue lacrosse. So thank you once again for everyone, the Moynihan family. 31 years of great job here, so thank you so much.
Jameson, this is you must have some room in the trophy case, so, and if not, you guys will just build another one. Resources are not an issue. I'd like Jack to come back for what will be important to the student athletes and more important to their parents. So if James and Maggie could come back up, Jack will give you a token of the Moynihan's admiration.
Congratulations, Maggie. Pleased that you're going to Holy Cross. I'm a graduate of Holy Cross. My daughter's a graduate. My brother's a Holy Cross.
So is Jimmy's mom.
Thank you very much. There you go. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jen. I want to, since I called both ADs up, I just want to make a note. You know, this program, like a lot of things, runs through the schools. And I've actually been working with North Shore ADs for quite a while. I started at the item in 1985. And, you know, we rely on them they're really a conduit to the coaches. For the Aganis games, which I'm in the process of putting together, which start in a few weeks. So these guys are two of the best. So Jameson and John, thank you very much for all your help and cooperation over the years. Joey Barrett from the item is going to be taking a few photos at the end, right, Joe? So you four winners don't go anywhere. I just want to, again, say what Gerard would say, which is we want this program to continue. We made it this far. We might as well keep going. We do rely on the schools and coaches. We have a very easy process now. All our nominations are done online, so it's very easy for a coach to go online and probably within 5 minutes can get someone together. You know, some months we're looking at, you know, 20-something nominations, and other months we're looking at a handful. But we're committed to it. More importantly, the Moynihans are committed to it, and this really makes it worthwhile to honor kids like Maggie and Jimmy. So with that, we thank you for coming. And Jack, do you want to call him or I? It's 1:38. So let me do it, okay? Anyway, thank you very much, folks, and we'll see you next year.